Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move, the Union Government has withdrawn the Jan Vishwas Amendment Bill from the Lok Sabha, a decision that marks an important step in India's ongoing reform agenda to decriminalize minor offences. First, let us understand why this is in the news. The Jan Vishwas Amendment Bill, 2025, was withdrawn on 18 March 2026, with the government citing the need to incorporate recommendations of a select committee. But why does this matter? This move is part of India's larger decriminalization of minor offences reform agenda, which aims to reduce the burden of litigation on courts and promote ease of doing business. Now, let us turn to the background. The Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, was a landmark legislation that amended 42 central acts to decriminalize 183 provisions, replacing imprisonment clauses with fines for minor, technical, or procedural violations. What makes this significant is that it covers industries spanning agriculture, environment, food safety, IT, and trade, reducing criminalization in areas where imprisonment was seen as disproportionate. The core philosophy behind the Jan Vishwas Act is Jan Vishwas, or People's Trust, which means governance should be based on trust, not fear. Decriminalizing minor offenses reduces the litigation burden on courts, encourages compliance over punishment, and promotes ease of doing business. It also reduces harassment of honest businesses by removing the risk of imprisonment for technical defaults. The Amendment Bill 2025 was introduced to extend decriminalization further, covering additional acts and strengthening adjudication mechanisms. However, the bill was referred to a select committee for detailed examination. The select committee, consisting of members from the house where the bill originated, examined the provisions clause by clause, called expert witnesses and stakeholders, and submitted a report with recommended amendments. The committee suggested significant modifications, prompting the government to withdraw the bill for revision. Now, let us look at the parliamentary procedure involved in withdrawing a bill. The Union Commerce and Industry Minister, Piyush Goyal, moved the motion to withdraw the bill, which was approved by the Lok Sabha through a voice vote, indicating no significant opposition. The government can now reintroduce a revised bill in a future session. The constitutional basis for withdrawing a bill is governed by the rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha, specifically rules 116 to 122. Article 70 of the Constitution does not specifically govern bill withdrawal, which is an important distinction to note. A bill can be withdrawn only if it has not yet been passed by the House. The significance of decriminalization reform lies in its impact on the ease of doing business. India climbed to rank 63 on the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index in 2019 from 142 in 2014. Decriminalization of minor regulatory offences is a key structural reform alongside GST, IBC, and FEMA simplification. Remember this number, 63. Which reflects a significant improvement in India's ease of doing business ranking. Decriminalization also helps reduce judicial pendency. India has over 5 crore pending cases across courts, and decriminalizing technical violations reduces case inflows at the magistrate level. This is a crucial aspect of the reform, as it helps alleviate the burden on the judiciary. In a global comparison, most developed economies use civil penalties, such as fines and license revocations, rather than criminal law for regulatory non-compliance. India's Jan Vishwas approach aligns with this global best practice. What does this mean for India's strategic position?
It indicates that India is moving towards a more modern and efficient regulatory framework.
Now, let us turn to what comes next.
The government will incorporate the Select Committee's recommendations and reintroduce a revised Jan Vishwas Amendment Bill in a subsequent parliamentary session. The original 2023 Act remains in force, and this is a supplementary enhancement exercise. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, amended 42 central acts to decriminalize 183 provisions. The full name of the Act is the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Act, 2023. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry is the lead ministry, but multiple ministries are involved. The meaning of Jan Vishwas is People's Trust. The Amendment Bill 2025 was withdrawn by Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal to incorporate select committee recommendations. The approval method was through a voice vote in the Lok Sabha. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, which amended 42 acts and decriminalized 183 provisions. Also, note the select committee procedure and parliamentary rules. For mains GS2, focus on parliamentary procedures, decriminalization policy, and ease of doing business. For GS3, consider business regulatory reforms, judicial pendency, and economic governance. The Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, is a significant step towards reducing the burden of litigation on courts and promoting ease of doing business. As India continues to move forward with its decriminalization reform agenda, it is essential to remember that this approach aligns with global best practices and has the potential to improve India's strategic position in the world.